When the San Francisco Symphony's season began, there were two concerts scheduled for last week in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. In December, they announced they wouldn't go, protesting that state's discriminatory House Bill 2, which prevented transgender people from using public restrooms based on their gender identity. With an unexpected opening in the schedule, Michael Tilson Thomas, his husband Joshua Robeson, and Mark Leno decided to hold the concert called Symphony Pride will be airing tonight on KDFC.
I'm so thrilled to see such a brilliant, glittering audience tonight, and thrilled to be able to present this evening that outlines the phenomenal contribution that the LGBTQ community has made to the arts, to American music.
The concert, which took place a week ago tonight, featured guest Audra McDonald and raised funds for local organizations benefiting the LGBTQ community. The program included works by Leonard Bernstein, Henry Cowell, John Cage, Lou Harrison, and Meredith Monk, with Audra McDonald singing show tunes and, accompanied by MTT on the piano, a song by Laura Nero. In the second half of the concert, Audra McDonald narrated The Lincoln Portrait by Aaron Copland, whose positivity, inclusiveness, and patriotism Michael Tilson Thomas praised.
It's still inspiring, and it really brings tears to my eyes because the sincerity of his unshakable faith and belief in these great principles is just sounding in every note.
The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise with the occasion.
You can hear the San Francisco Symphony's Symphony Pride concert, hosted by Rick, tonight at 8. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.